Hola, bienvenidos a Del Taco al Tango. Today we have a great topic, and we're going to talk about salsa.
Delicious.
Yeah, I really like that, with chips.
No, not that type of salsa, the salsa you dance and you listen to.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Hi, everyone, I'm JP.
And I'm Leonardo.
And I'm Liliana, again.
Bienvenidos.
Okay, so anyway, we're going to talk about this type of music that it comes from Cuba. Okay, and this type of music started, you know, to be very popular with the Americans when they were in the interwar period. So they would go to Cuba and to the hotels and the casinos back in the 20s to hear this type of music. So they encounter the first type of son, which is, it is not like salsa, but that's where salsa comes from.
That's like Al Capone time, right?
Yeah, imagine the 20s.
Al Capone, yeah, gangsters. Right, and the son that they found in Cuba was a blend of African rhythms because there was a huge African influence, and it was also, but also the Spanish guitar, you know, the Spanish influence, and that blend created a number of different kinds of Latin American music, Cuban music, actually. Son, danzón, carnaval, cha-cha-cha, mambo, salsa, they all came from Cuba.
Yeah, even, you know, Latin jazz kind of came from Cuba too. Mm-hmm. But it's not the same as salsa. It was this guy who was once called the father of blues.
Handy, right?
Handy, yeah. W.C. Handy. He visited Cuba and he brought Latin jazz to the U.S. Then there was a few guys who followed him and they continued to evolve this kind of music into another kind, which is called the Latin jazz.
Right, but today we're talking about salsa, right?
Yes,
right.
Salsa. And then the American radio, in fact, came to Cuba back in the 1932, and they came to Cuba to record an all-female orchestra, which was called Orquesta Anacoana. And it was all female, but it was 10 sisters.
10 sisters?
Like,
yeah.
From the same father and mother?
Yeah, I think so. Imagine. That's a lot of
That's
women.
That's a lot of work, yeah. Eh, JP?
Yeah, Lily, maybe someday you'll have 10 daughters.
Maybe.
You can make them into an orchestra.
No, no, no. Imagine. Mariachi. Into a mariachi, please.
So the first band leader to bring his orchestra, his salsa orchestra, to the U.S. was Javier Cugat. And I think he was based in the Waldorf Astoria, right? He was the house band, mm-hmm. right? And so they played a mix of popular Latin tunes and pop tunes from 1932 to 1947. And they kind of tempered their sound for the American audience. And that is the origin of the son in New York. And from that comes salsa.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the word salsa doesn't come from Cuba. It was in New York where this word came up.
Right, this new blend of music.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right, because, you know, salsa, it means like a sauce, right? So it's a mixture of ingredients. It's a mixture of things. So salsa is also a mix of music. So a lot of people say that it was the Cubans who had the term, like in the Cubans that lived in New York. But a lot of people say that no, that it was the Puerto Ricans. And I mean, if you see the movie with J-Lo and Marc Anthony, have you seen it?
What was the name?
El Cantante. And it was, but that's the real story of one of the biggest salsa stars that New York has seen. And he was from Puerto Rico. And supposedly, that's why the Puerto Ricans say that it was Puerto Ricans that brought the term salsa. But it was born in New York. That we know, okay?
Okay.
Don't forget, the term salsa comes from New York, but the dance itself, it comes from Cuba, because it's actually similar to mambo, what the Cubans dance, or cha-cha-cha.
Okay, so there's salsa music, which comes from New York, and salsa dancing, which comes from Cuba.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's different kinds of salsa dancing, right?
Yeah, in fact, there's very different. There's people that dance the California, Cali style, and there's some other people that New York style. But my personal favorite is the Cuban style. They even do this amazing thing that is called Rueda de Casino.
Rueda Casino. So what, Rueda de Casino, that's like a roulette wheel, right?
Yes, in fact.
That's what it means?
Yeah, because they go round and round.
Yeah, it's a group dance and features three or more couples who exchange partners. And it's based on a single person mm-hmm. between those dancers who's calling the next turn. It seems very difficult to me.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like American square dancing, but not square.
Round.
Yeah.
No, but in fact, I had the experience of doing a Rueda de Casino.
Oh, yeah?
With Cubans, yeah, and it's amazing. It's, you know, there's one, as Leo says, it's one guy that calls the steps, mm-hmm. you know, so people have to listen to what this guy is going to say. So every step has a name and it's very, but it's amazing because as girls, you just have to follow. They just turn you to the next guy and they put you out and in and they turn you. So
how'd you do?
I did great, but at some point I fell.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
Is that part of the dance? Is there like a fall down?
No. But I fell, and I feel horrible because if someone, you know, goes wrong, the whole rueda, it's a, you know, it's a round thing, mm-hmm. it stops. So, you know, they were looking at me, oh, but once they saw, they're like, oh, okay, she's Mexican, she's okay. So I'm like, sorry, lo siento, and they're like, no.
That's a very important thing to say, like, I'm Mexican, right? And right. when people see me, they don't have doubt that I'm Mexican or not. And they always think I dance salsa.
Yeah.
Because I'm Mexican, I'm Latin American. Mm-hmm. But in Mexico, like, we don't really dance salsa that much.
No, that's true.
No.
Personally, I love salsa. I can dance. That's, I think, one of my favorites. But in Mexico, you don't dance as much. It's not like Puerto Rico, for example.
No, like, I learned to dance salsa, but once I was grown up, you know, because, salsa's a cool dance, so let's learn it. But it's not like a part of the culture itself. Like
it wasn't part of Mexico.
No, not like in the Caribbean or South America.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know, we should ask our users to send some videos of them dancing salsa.
That would be nice.
That would be awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes,
and
let's
actually,
do that.
Actually, we're going to show a video of an example of Rueda de Casino dancing. So we're going to put it in the comment section so you can go and see it.
Sweet.
Okay, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you, Billy.
Yeah, this was a very interesting subject.
Okay, y a bailar salsa.
Vamos.
Vamos, y a comer salsa.
Con chips. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Bye.